The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Spin to the left and spin to the right. But when you really want to know, turn to the Don Crow Show. Turn to the Don Crow Show. Live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Voting. Voting. The Christian's Duty. Headline of an article written by my guest this hour. Actually, published a few years ago in the Billy Graham Association's Decision Magazine back in February of 2016. But catching my eye once again this week, and for the obvious reasons. For example, here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, as well as several other states, we're again given the privilege of going to the polls, making a difference. Even if the more cynical and jaundiced among us think, it doesn't really matter. Well, joining us to talk about it, the author of the article, Dr. Richard Land, as you know, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary, a leader in Christian apologetics education, and also serving as the executive editor of a great source for you, the Christian Post. His website, by the way, ses.edu for the university, and or the seminary, rather, and ChristianPost.com for this online magazine, which I reference often. Dr. Land, always good to talk with you. Thank you for joining me.
Well, glad to be with you. And just so you'll know, I voted today, so I got the sticker to prove it.
And I did, too, and I was frustrated that a couple of the key offices, there were no Republican opponents to the liberal Democrats. I felt very unfortunate in that regard.
Well, I had the same experience. I live in Charlotte-Mecklenburg, and Charlotte-Mecklenburg is pretty blue.
Yeah. Well, listen, I recall hearing, and I'm sure you've heard it as well, more than once, in fact, the late Dr. D. James Kennedy declared not to vote is a sin. And I know he made a lot of evangelicals mad when he said that, but I agreed with him. I don't know. Do you agree? And does the Bible even address the issue of this sort of thing for Christians?
I do agree with him, and the Bible does address it. In Romans 13, it tells us that the civil magistrate, the government, is ordained by God, and that we are to be subject to it for conscience' sake. And that includes voting. That doesn't exhaust our responsibility to be involved, but it at least includes voting and obeying the law. And so, yes, we need to vote. And we need to vote for it. When we vote, we need to vote our values, our beliefs, and our convictions. No party loyalty, no region of the country. We have to vote our beliefs and our values and our convictions.
I like the way you put that. It takes it out of the partisan politics that so many get hung up on. There really are Democrats who love the Lord and have good life values and so forth, and vice versa. Not every Republican's a saint either. So, I mean, it really has nothing to do not primarily, at least, to do with party affiliation, although it does tend to skew one direction or the other, doesn't it?
Well, it, certainly in my lifetime, we have seen the two parties become much more defined by belief and by values than was the case when I was a boy. When I was a boy, whether you were a Republican or a Democrat, had more to do with what region of the country you lived in and what your socioeconomic background was. Now it has little to do with that. It's really a very poor indicator. In fact, even income is a poor indicator. except at the very bottom and at the very top. At the very bottom, people still tend to vote overwhelmingly Democrat, and people at the very top tend to vote overwhelmingly Republican unless they inherited it, and then they feel guilty about it, so they vote Democrat. But, for instance, a much more reliable predictor is, do you go to religious services more than once a week? If you did in the last election, you voted 62% Republican. Are you married? And do you have children? If you're married and you have children, you voted two-thirds Republican as opposed to voting Democrat. And in fact, if the same percentage of married couples had voted for Mitt Romney that voted for Ronald Reagan, Romney would still have lost because the number of married couples has declined. Ronald Reagan, when Reagan ran for president, about 70% of American adult Americans were married. Now it's about 50%. And so, as single women, if you're a single woman, you vote 2-1 Democrat. If you're a single man, you vote 2-1 Democrat. So those are much more reliable indicators now than income or geography.
Now, what do you say to people who say, look, I don't even want to be involved in politics. It doesn't make any difference whether I vote or not. And you you alluded to it a moment ago, the presidential election of 1980, and even subsequent elections when a lot of Christians stayed home either because they didn't like the choice or they didn't really feel it would make a difference. What do you say?
Well, you know, people who say it doesn't make any difference are engaging in fallible logic, where they are assuming that they're comparing things with the way they were or the way they are, as opposed to what they would have been. If Ronald Reagan hadn't won the election in 1980, the Soviet Union might still exist, and we would still have millions of people under communist dictatorship, and we would have had far more pro-abortion policies in this country than we had under Ronald Reagan. You know, we can't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Ronald Reagan being elected turned the country away from some destructive policies and towards some more constructive ones, although it was not perfect and it was not a panacea for every ill. This last election, I think for many people, a very difficult election. I cast my vote with less joy than I ever had. But to me, at the very least, it was a choice between the lesser of two evils. And Donald Trump was the lesser of two evils. And we don't even want to think about what would have happened in this country had Hillary Clinton won the last election. Now, we're getting ready to have, in my opinion, the most consequential election in America since 1860, when Abraham Lincoln was elected. Barack Obama, by trying to push the country farther left than the country wanted to go, provoked a reaction. And that reaction was a revolt that resulted in Donald Trump. Brett Hume said, the legacy of Barack Obama can be named in two words, Donald Trump. But that has now provoked a counter-reaction. And Donald Trump's election was a revolt of the people against the deep state and the permanent nomenclatura class of Republicans and Democrats in Washington. And what you're seeing now is an attempt at a counter-revolution. Now, whether the revolt becomes a revolution depends on whether Donald Trump wins again in 2020.
On that note, we have – go ahead.
What you're seeing in this impeachment stuff is the revolt of the deep state, the attempt by the deep state, by the permanent governing class, against having the swamp drained. When you start draining the water out of a pond, the fish get very active. Well, the swamp's being drained, and the swamp creatures are getting very active.
On that, that's a good analogy. On that note, we have to break. But, Dr. Land, thank you. Let's do this again soon as we have a heavy-duty year coming up straight ahead of all of us.
We do indeed, and I believe every Christian needs to make their vote count.
Thank you. We'll talk again. Again, Dr. Richard Land, check out the great work he is doing. He and all of his colleagues at Southern Evangelical Seminary. That website is ses.edu, ses.edu. And I frequently visit the website of which he is the executive editor, the Christian Post, christianpost.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. It was midnight when Sohail heard someone knocking at his door and calling his name. When the new Ugandan Christian answered, he was grabbed, blindfolded, and whisked away to an unknown location. His captors demanded to know why he had left Islam. At first, Sohail remained silent, but then he told them he could make any decision he liked. When they threatened to kill him, Sohail told the men he was ready to die and would never change his mind. A day later, his kidnappers released him. Pray for the courage, faith, and safety of Sohail and his family, that they will continue to stand for Christ despite opposition.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
I've been listening to radio program for many years. I heard Christy Moore's ad. I wanted to sell my aunt's house, and they immediately did a stupendous job. I was very impressed. What I liked the best was how fast everything took place. I wasn't expecting that. It happened very quickly, smooth, and I was able to meet my goals.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Did you know that 108 million people in our country are on diets and are giving the weight loss industry over $20 billion a year in annual revenues? Those are amazing statistics, especially when we're told that in developing countries of the world, 7.6 million people die of hunger every year, with over 2 million of those being children. That means a child dies every 3.9 seconds from hunger, and that means 21,000 children will die just today. But as terrible as those numbers are, folks, right now we are doing something about it together in our exciting campaign with Cross International, where your gift of just $39 will feed a child in Guatemala and other developing nations for an entire year. $78 will feed two children, $117 will take care of three, and so forth when you call 888-257-4255. That's 888-257-4255, or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
The following is a rebroadcast of a program heard earlier here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I think it was the late Democrat liberal Tip O'Neill who is most often associated with that phrase, all politics is local. And as I was thinking about that, I thought while so many are growing increasingly disgusted and frustrated over the circus, I mean a destructive circus going on now at the national level here in Washington, the point is some important decisions are about to be made, including the regular gubernatorial elections in Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, as well as state legislative elections in Louisiana, Mississippi, and here in Virginia. As well, the New York General Assembly, along with numerous citizen initiatives, mayoral races, variety of other local elections, all happening. So it's a very critical off-election year, we might call it.
Joining us right now to talk about the Commonwealth itself, in specific, the Honorable L. Scott Lingenfelter. As many of you know, he's past member of the Virginia House of Delegates, served from 2002 to 2018 representing Prince William and Fauquier counties. He is also a former member of the United States military, now retired as a U.S. Army colonel. Colonel, it's always an honor to welcome you to the show.
Don, it's always good to be on your show.
We both agree every election is important, but in your view, what are some of the issues with this election that are so important? What will happen unless the Republicans really turn out and do the job that they need to do?
Well, Don, it is a great question, and it is very much on point. Virginia really, Don, is at a crossroads. As you know, we suffered a pretty bad defeat in the House of Delegates 2 years ago when 16 members were ousted in the sort of wake of the 2016 election. There were a lot of angry Democrats. Of course, we've had a big influx of liberal influence into Virginia. And so it's very important that people who are conservative-minded, people who want common-sense conservative parties, or rather policies, make time to get out and vote this Tuesday, November 5th. You know, because you followed this, the top of our ticket, the three Democrats who run Virginia, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general, quite frankly, have spent the last year embarrassing Virginia by some of the things that they have done and engaged in. And it's just a horrible idea now that the House of Delegates and the Senate of Virginia are both up for election, if we were to hand the General Assembly to the Democrats. They thoroughly embarrassed us at the statewide level. We certainly shouldn't hand them the policy apparatus at the General Assembly level, because if they do, we're going to see our taxes go up, because they're going to get rid of the car tax relief, which is very important to those of us in Northern Virginia. They're going to expand the government, just as they have with this Obamacare approach that they've taken in Virginia. These new Green Deal ideas from Congress, well, you've got people in Virginia's legislature who've latched onto that. That's going to drive energy costs through the roof. It's going to kill jobs. And then, Don, something I know you followed, I've certainly followed, and just it just breaks my heart to even talk about it. But the very idea of codifying abortion up until the moment of birth, and we've seen that here get very close in Virginia. Well, let me tell you something. If we allow the Democrats to take over the General Assembly, both in the House of Delegates and the Senate of Virginia, on this Tuesday, November 5th, the things I've mentioned, higher taxes, more government expansion, this new Green Deal hoax policy approach to energy, and abortion on demand up to the moment of birth, is going to become law. And that's sufficient motivation for any common sense person to get out and vote this Tuesday.
Explain also, if you would, Scott, the issue of redistricting and what will happen again if the Democrats get hold of that.
Well, that's a very serious topic. As you know, the Supreme Court has basically said the federal courts have no role in redistricting, that is solely a legislative responsibility. It doesn't belong in the courts. It doesn't belong in any other venue except the General Assembly here in Virginia. And I would tell you that if the Democrats take over, they are going to redistrict Virginia in ways where many people, especially conservatives, are not going to have a voice in the legislative process. It's going to be a travesty. And so you want an approach that is fair and above board. In the House of Delegates, we did that. We had in 2011, we did that. And do you know what, Don? The vast majority of people, even in the Democrat Black Caucus, supported the approach because it was fair. It was open. It was something that we didn't do in a closed-off environment. We actually shared information, and we were fair right through the whole process. I have no expectations the Democrats will be fair. Just look at how they're handling this whole impeachment hoax in Congress, and you can get a taste for what Democrats want to do, which is everything in secret.
Now, you have a candidate of your own that you are publicly and strongly endorsing. He's, in fact, running for your old seat in the legislature, District 31 representation, candidate Darrell D.J. Jordan. What can you tell us about him and why you like his opportunity?
Well, I would tell you, Tom, D.J. is the genuine article. I mean, he is a common sense conservative. He is a strong Christian. He has, you know, got enormous experience working at the national senatorial level, working at the local level, and he's got the right approach. He understands that Virginia has to have common sense fiscal conservative policies. He understands that you have to stand up for small businesses because they are, in fact, the strength of our economy. He knows you have to stand up for family, human life, our constitutional rights. And I just have to tell you, if you're in the sound of my voice and you live in Prince William County or in Fauquier County, you need to get rid of the current delegate, which is Elizabeth Guzman. She got an F, Don, an F. I'm not making this up. She got an F from the Chamber of Commerce over her small, anti-small business policies. And then when she was challenged in a public debate, she actually said, and this is a direct quote, "I am proud of my F grade," because she's part of this whole AOC far left hate business lobby that is utterly uninformed and frankly dangerous when it comes to policies affecting small businesses. And on top of that, Don, she was one of the ones who not only voted for, are you ready for this? Please sit down, but co-sponsored Delegate Fairfax Democrat and Delegate Kathy Tran's horrible abortion bill that would permit abortion really up until the moment of birth. So Elizabeth Guzman needs to truly be removed from office. And there's no better person, and I include myself in that because I'm very much behind DJ. There is no better person to represent Prince William and Fauquier in the General Assembly than DJ Jordan.
And would you agree, Scott, with your years of experience in politics, it's a different world today. This is not an anomaly. This shift so far to the radical left, it's gone beyond anything Americans have ever seen before. And you've just cited a couple of cases in point. These are people who are now voting for the killing of unborn children wholesale. Elizabeth Warren announcing an incredible tax policy if she were elected. So on the national, but also on the state and local levels, as we said at the outset, all politics is local. It's got to change from the grassroots up.
There's no question, Don. And I got to tell you something else. They hate the free enterprise system.
Yep.
They're trying to pressure us into a socialist system. They think the Constitution is irrelevant and should be tossed out. They're very hostile to the expression of faith. And oh, by the way, Don, the founders believed in the separation of church and state. But you know what they didn't believe in? They didn't believe in efforts to shield our society from the positive influences of faith that would help us be worthy of self-governance. And these Democrats basically are very hostile to this notion. And I got to tell you, you talk about all politics are local. There's some other important races in Prince William. Rich Anderson, a great Republican, is running against Hala Ayala. Ayala needs to go. She's right out of the Guzman mode. The same way with the socialist Lee Carter in Manassas, Ian Lovejoy, a great Republican, an experienced local leader, is running against Lee Carter. We've got to get rid of Carter. And if you look at in District 13, which was Bob Marshall's old district, you have Danica Rome. And I think people know about Rome's particular view of social mores, if you will, is being challenged by Kelly McGinn, who is absolutely a dynamite candidate. People need to support Kelly as well. And so, Don, honest to goodness, we need to vote. We need to vote and support common sense conservatives on the 5th of November, which is next Tuesday. So please, if you're in the sound of my voice, get out and vote, because if you don't vote, you're handing your decision to someone else.
Well said. Final question. You've faced it a lot. I'm sure folks are saying, all right, what about you, Scott? Are you out of the fray forever? Are you, why not get back into it yourself? You have a wealth of experience and knowledge on these things. What do you say to them?
Well, what I say is right now I've been writing books. My first book on the Gulf War is going to be published this May. Desert Red Leg is its title. The artillery warfare in the first Gulf War, and that's going to be coming out from University Press of Kentucky. I've started a second book on reviving revolution in the country. We'll be sending that to some publishers soon. But as far as politics goes, I have not foreclosed on a future in politics. I know a lot of people wanted me to get back in this race. I felt like I had done about all I could in the House of Delegates, and so I'll keep my options open in the future, but it really depends, quite frankly, Don, on what God has in store for me. And also, quite frankly, I do listen to people. And if they're encouraging me to do this, then I certainly keep an open mind to it.
Couldn't be a better answer for right now, my friend. And look forward to those books. Maybe we can talk about those when they appear. All right?
I'd love to. It's a great book, and people ought to read about what happened in the Gulf War, because a lot of good things. That is to say, it was fought correctly, and it was a wild ride for me personally.
Thank you for the time. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
The Honorable L. Scott Lingenfelter, former member of the House of Delegates, endorsing, as you heard him say, D.J. Jordan Jr. very strongly to fill the seat that he once filled, District 31.
This is the entertainment answer. Why does actor Woody Harrelson think films like Midway are so important?
I think it's important in getting the people's concept of World War II right, because people are not generally familiar with the Battle of Midway. I wasn't. And when I talk about it to people, they don't know about it, you know? So I think it's great that the people who were involved in it are getting the credit they deserve.
Midway, rated PG-13. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents one of the most cherished Bible stories as it comes to life on stage.
You will give birth to a son. How can this be?
With God, all things are possible.
Travel with Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem in this original holiday production.
Peace for all mankind!
Discover the miracle of Christmas. Live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Turning out clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 39 to 43. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 59. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows ranging from 37 outside the Beltway to 43 in the district. Thursday, some sunshine, could be with a clouds, high 62. There'll be a few showers Thursday night, low 41. Friday, partly sunny, brisk and colder, high just 47. With the Yankee weather forecast, I'm Bob Lars.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. In a recent column filed at stream.org, my guest this hour reports that it all started with a vote in 2015 to add gender identity to the Fairfax County school system's non-discrimination policy, as the Fairfax County School Board voted 10-1 to allow boys into girls' bathrooms, with only one courageous, and I personally would add sane, board member out of the 10, Elizabeth Schultz, raising her hand in lone opposition, voting no, while the members of the audience actually applauded her courage. And for many parents and concerned citizens, not just in Fairfax County, folks, but all across the country, the growing question is, how did this ever happen? How did transgender politics get into our schools in Fairfax and elsewhere to begin with? Joining us to talk about it, Kathy Roos. Kathy is Senior Fellow, Legal Studies with the FRC, Family Research Council, right here, of course, in Washington, D.C. Kathy, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
You mentioned that in your own case, your children attending Catholic schools, you really weren't all that aware of what was going on in some of these school board meetings. What happened to draw you into that?
Well, I wasn't aware, you know, and even though 53% of my property taxes goes to this school board every year, I didn't focus on it until I heard the news about this vote about boys and girls bathrooms and vice versa. And it just didn't make sense to me. They voted 10-1, and who is that one, and who's my new hero? And so I started attending board meetings just to find out what was going on, and I heard and saw parents pleading with the board members to stop the pornographic reading assignments, you know, stop threatening the physical safety and privacy of their children in private spaces like showers and locker rooms with this new transgender policy. And just begging the board members to respect their religious faith and their cultural beliefs. And the board members were ignoring them. And I just thought, this is not going to happen with my money in my county on my watch. I've got to try to expose what's happening and spread the news, because I know that a lot of people don't know what's going on. And to try to do anything I could to make the board accountable. So thank you for having me on today, which is election day. And, you know, until 7 o'clock, people are voting on the school board. The entire school board is up for election today until 7 o'clock. So timely show.
Absolutely. Well, that's part of why we wanted to have you give your input, because people do need to know. I'm sure many, at least in the county, are aware of these battles, but others may not be. And this is something the whole country is experiencing. But talk about some of the hostility toward parents who, as you said, are paying the freight financially for the county to even operate its schools, and yet the hostility coming from those board members for anybody who dared challenge them.
Right. Well, I mean, I started when I was learning about the ramifications of this gender identity, transgender policy keep rippling forward, or whatever the metaphor is. And so now they're like appearing, the sex ed lessons are being changed for kids. And the school board is, every year there seems to be another rollout of transgender mandates. And then the latest one was these stripping all lessons of the notion of biological male and female sex in place of sex assigned at birth, which is essentially teaching kids that they can be born in the wrong body. It's awful. It's terrible. And it must be terrifying for students. So I started attending the school board sex ed drafting committee, and that it was even worse. I brought my pastor with me, and I thought his head was going to explode with some of the stuff they were hearing. They didn't. They paid no. I mean, they just don't. They're completely out of touch with parents in the community. Completely out of touch. And it's not just. I mean, I saw Christian parents begging the school board, but I saw a Muslim father in tears before the school board saying, you know, he moved to this county because the schools were supposed to be good, but that they have created a hostile environment for his family, and he's pulled his daughters out, but he was in tears because he said, I can't afford to pull my son out. My son has to stay now because I can't afford it. I mean, it's out of control. And they are being who they're listening to is not parents, not taxpayers. They're listening to these national pressure groups like GLSEN, like Human Rights Campaign, like SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is influencing liberal board members, frankly, all across the nation in school boards to impose these transgender mandates. They are just trying to control families, what we believe, what our kids are taught. And, you know, to control the culture, really.
As a matter of fact, you have a paragraph here that says you can watch the vote, a particular vote that, in fact, there's. If you go to stream.org, folks, and see the article, School Board Sex Politics with Students in Fairfax County, you can see the picture, the photograph of the board, the entire board, and one lonely hand of Elizabeth Schultz raised in opposition to this whole mess. But you also point out that you can see it on YouTube, hundreds of parents filling the room, occasionally shouting, trying to be heard. You can see the board chair gavel them down, threaten to kick them out, and you can see Ryan McElveen, the sponsor of the bill, scolding them, telling them they're on the wrong side of history. And that's the mantra that they're using now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's so condescending. I mean, how dare they? What I believe is that every person is born in the right body, but they're now teaching kids they could be born in the wrong body. I mean, that is a sinister. That throws kids off balance completely, and it's a lie. Of course, it's a lie. You know, they're teaching that kids can have a girl brain and a boy body. That's a lie. It's unscientific. It's all propaganda. It's anti-science, you know. It's anti-parent, but they've gotten away with it. And I think I pray that they're not going to get away with it for much longer. I mean, people are really focused on the school board election this time, as they should be. And school board members, you know, they work for us. You know, those of us taxpayers and parents who pay their salaries in their community. They are public servants, and they should be listening to their community and not these national and international pressure groups.
I got to take a break. We're going to continue, Kathy. And frankly, folks, I've long said this is child abuse at its worst. We're all opposed to child abuse of any sort or form. Absolutely. But this is sinister, I think, is the word Kathy just used. It's sinister. And we do need some new school board members. As she said, hey, till 7 o'clock, you can still cast your votes. We've had some of the school board candidates right on this show. I encourage you to keep them in mind as you go to the polls. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Albert Moeller for Townhall.com. The Pew Research Center is out with a sobering new report revealing dramatic changes in the American religious landscape. The survey from 2018 and 2019 found 65% of American adults describe themselves as Christians when asked about their religious affiliation. That figure, however, is down 12 percentage points just over the last decade. The share of the population identified as religiously unaffiliated, the nuns, N-O-N-E-S, are now at 26%. That's up 17% just over the last 10 years. That's a tremendous change in just one decade. Even more alarming is the generational breakdown of the pattern.
The growth of the religiously unaffiliated is most pronounced among young adults. That fact, above all, should have our attention. We're witnessing the rapid and accelerating secularization of America. And the data would indicate no sign that these trends will be slowed, much less reversed. For the Christian world, the mission field is getting ever closer to home.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
With the tariffs and trade wars monopolizing the headlines, one bit of news that's been kept low on the radar is the dramatic drop in mortgage interest rates. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and as investors flock to the security of bonds, interest rates have been driven lower and lower, all to your benefit. So whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you've got to act right now while the market's still on your side. Home appreciation's up, rates are low, and with Cornerstone's guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, consolidate debt, do home improvement, or take cash out for any reason. Sooner or later, the inflationary pressure will push these rates back up to realistic levels. Call Cornerstone First Financial now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221, or visit cornerstonefirst.com.
Some restrictions apply. NMLS ID 1832265, consumeraccess.org.
Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions and sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over. Wear a hat. Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
School Board Sex Politics with Students in Fairfax County. That's our topic. It's a stream.org column by my guest, Kathy Roos, Senior Fellow, Legal Studies with FRC, the Family Research Council. And Kathy, you write that all across the country, pressure groups getting transgender mandates into public schools by targeting their non-discrimination policies. That's their in, if you will. And you also mentioned that the Fairfax County School Board itself absolutely rushed to the transgender policy issue to get it to a vote. No hearings, no impact study, no public engagement. Talk more about that.
Right. Well, this is what is appearing to be the playbook of these national groups. And it played out in Fairfax County. The public was given fewer than, I believe, we had 2 to 4 weeks of notice. Contrast that with when the school board examined changing the start times for schools. They studied it for 10 years. So this huge change, it was just a matter of weeks. And they demanded that kids who identify as transgender were being harassed, and so therefore we must change the discrimination policy right now to include transgender identity. Well, so they did, and they voted on it. They rushed it through. People weren't paying attention, really. I mean, a few were. But after the fact, one of the moms did a FOIA request to the board asking to see the reports of harassment of these children, and there were zero reports. Zero reports. It was just a farce. It was just a lie and an excuse to get it through. And what the national groups demand, and Fairfax was all too happy to go along with them, is that the only way to make schools safe, they say, safe, is to adopt the total transgender agenda, which is opening all private spaces up to the opposite sex, showers, locker rooms, bathrooms, allowing boys to play as girls and in girls' sports, forcing kids to violate their free speech and their consciences by using false pronouns, and violating everybody's privacy rights. So you must do all these things, otherwise the school's not safe. Well, that's just garbage. I mean, we tried, you know, in the short time we had, and the board members, the two great board members, we have Tom Wilson also now on the board, and he's been trying this as well as Elizabeth Schultz, but you know, if there's a problem with bullying, let's strengthen the bullying laws. You know, let's create a dedicated bathroom for children who have, you know, some sort of special needs in the bathroom department. You know what I mean? But all of that was rejected because it's not about accommodating these kids. It's not about bullying. It's about power. It's about control. So they were not interested in any sort of compromise or whatever you want to call it, any sort of ideas to help any potential students who might be feeling harassed or bullied because they're identifying themselves as transgender. So it's all politics, really. It's politics and power. And I have to tell you that after the vote on scrubbing male-female biological sex from all the lessons, a representative from GLSEN, who is the Gay Lesbian Education Network, a national network, told the Washington Post, you know, they were crowing about their big win, and they told the Washington Post that California and Northern Virginia are their laboratories for these policies in public schools. And those of us who had been attending board meetings thought, well, yeah, it feels like they're treating kids like lab rats. It feels like they're experimenting on kids. And here the GLSEN representative said, yeah, we treat Northern Virginia as a laboratory for these policies. So at least they're admitting it, right?
Yeah. And you put it so well, I've got a break in a moment, but you say it's about forcing all children and families to change their behaviors, their speech, and ultimately their beliefs to conform to the new government-mandated social orthodoxy. That's really it in a nutshell, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, in a nutshell.
Well, listen, Kathy, I'm sure we're going to have to be talking about this again in the days to come, but appreciate your being on the front lines of this, UNFRC, and we're all praying and hoping we'll have some changes come tomorrow morning from the election today. So thanks for helping us in that direction.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and for focusing on this important topic.
All right. We'll talk again. Kathy Roos, again, Senior Fellow, Legal Studies, Family Research Council. You can check their work out at frc.org. And if you want to, her column has a good deal more to it than we have time to cover. I'd recommend you go and read the column in its entirety at stream.org. Simple as that. School Board Sex Politics with Students in Fairfax County is the headline. Stream.org.
A rabbit is hopping towards his new home when he falls in a hole. The walls are high and he can't escape. A bluebird flies just overhead. Help, yells the rabbit. I need help. To which the bluebird drops in a couple of feathers and flies off. A tiger walks by and the rabbit yells, help! The tiger throws in an extra claw and walks away. Then, the rabbit's best friend hops by, sees his friend in trouble, and hops in the hole. Why'd you hop in? Says the rabbit. Now we're both stuck. To which the friend says, nope, I've been down here before. I know the way out. I'm Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, and buying a new home can be a tricky hole to be in. The big mortgage guys will throw you a fancy app, and others yell we're number one. We just try to be the friend that jumps in the hole. We know the way out. We'll do all the work, and we've got a very unique direct lender advantage that can often save WAVA listeners significant money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Did you know that 108 million people in our country are on diets and are giving the weight loss industry over $20 billion a year in annual revenues? Those are amazing statistics, especially when we're told that in developing countries of the world, 7.6 million people die of hunger every year, with over 2 million of those being children. That means a child dies every 3.9 seconds from hunger. And that means 21,000 children will die just today. But as terrible as those numbers are, folks, right now we are doing something about it together in our exciting campaign with Cross International, where your gift of just $39 will feed a child in Guatemala and other developing nations for an entire year. $78 will feed two children. $117 will take care of three, and so forth, when you call 888-257-4255. That's 888-257-4255, or you can make your gift online at WAVA.com.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs. Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the scriptures, so that we allow Scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com. 703-922-1900.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
The Don Kroah Show on WAVA, wrapping up the day on this November 5th, 2019, a very important day in several states, and especially here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, for those of us who live in this area. And we've had the privilege and honor of having several candidates on. I want to remind you of their names, and as Kathy reminded us, hey, isn't 7 o'clock yet, so some of you may be heading to the polls now. These are some names you want to consider and keep in mind. District 31 Delegate, House of Delegates, Daryl D.J. Jordan. We talked with Daryl about his candidacy. These are great recommendations for people that really have their heads their heads screwed on straight and their hearts in the right place, I'll put it that way, and who have great skills to bring to these offices. Tim Hugo, District 40, House of Delegates. Gary Higgins, District 13, for the State Senate. And then two school board candidates, Steve Mosley, Mount Vernon seat, and Vincent Pathingal, who is the Pathingal, I'll get it right, a beautiful Indian name, and he is running for an at-large seat on the Fairfax County School Board. So I encourage you to keep those names in mind and make use of them as you go to the polls.
Come on! Praying, working for my Lord, dancing.
Hey, folks, thanks for being with us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a good evening.
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm praising him. Yes, I am. These are the things. From the break of dawn till the day is done, I'm working for my Lord. Lifting up the name of the Lord is all I'm living for. I give my God all the praise. Every single day, whatever I do is never too much. All I want is to lift him up. I'm saying,
imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Don't miss Through the Bible with J. Vernon McGee, Monday through Friday at 5:30.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.